never felt a call to do so. Then, again with Aliam Holverick's help, I began on my own as a mercenary captain in Saya. Arklan remembers that. A couple of years here and there, garrisoning forts no one else wanted to bother with. Caravan work, that sort of thing. Then my first big contract, as an independent with the Crown. We didn't even have a full cohort. Arklan had to scour the streets to make up our numbers, but out of that came this. He waved his arm to indicate the domain, and many more contracts. Then Tamarian joined the company, and we married, and she was a guardsman in full. He stopped, and Arklan moved quickly to pour him some wine. The Duke sipped, and went on. I had hired guardsmen before, because they were honest and hard-working. After her, I hired them because she wished it. We married, as you know, in the hall at Finpinnir, also her desire. But though I lived as a guardsman and gave freely to the fellowship of Gerd, I never took the vows myself. He took another swallow of wine. Again, I don't know why. Tamarian often asked me, and it's one of the few things I failed to do that she wished. I think I felt... He stopped again, and looked past them all, as if across a field of battle. I felt sometimes that another vow was waiting somewhere, and that I must be free to take it. He shook his head. Foolishness, perhaps. Yet Tamar felt, or so she said, that until I made my vow freely and willingly, Gerd would not begrudge my waiting. And after she died, I... His head bowed for an instant. I would not. And now? Asked Doran. Now is difficult. You, Captain, have argued that I disgraced my former allegiance. For the only time, Pock saw a flush on Doran's cheek. You were right, except that I had none. I agree that I was wrong, and I am willing to amend, but I still feel a reluctance to commit myself to Gerd. But surely... Marshal Karen looked sideways at the Marshal General. As things stand, she said firmly, I do not ask Duke Phelan to join the Fellowship of Gerd. But why? Her eyebrows arched. Are you asking what we said to each other? For therein lies the reason. Since you have a nearby grange, I will assure you it is from no lack of trust in him, but I agree with him that the time for making such a pledge has not come to him. As for you, my captains, the Duke said, regaining control of the room, you may choose freely to stay or go, with full honor. I will be trying to do what Tamar and I had once planned, within the limits I've mentioned. I have enough wealth now, and enough land is in plough, that I need not take the company to Arrhenius again, certainly not for several years. Instead, I will try to make of this domain what our vision was, a fruitful land, governed justly, and serving as a strong ward between the rest of Saya and the northern waste. If you are not comfortable with that vision, if you are unhappy with the thought of a marshal constantly among us, you may come to me at any time, privately, and leave with my thanks, and a substantial reward. You know I will stay, said Arklan quickly, and the others nodded. That offer stands, nonetheless, said the Duke. If in the future you change your mind, any of you, you have served me well for many years, and you will not find me ungrateful. But when will you tell the company? Asked Arklan. Do you want us? The Duke shook his head. No. They should hear it from me, I think. Rumors are flying already, I dare say. Tomorrow. No, for Kerry may die tonight. The day after, I think. Plan a formal inspection. The Marshal General may like to see the